This episode is sponsored by the new documentary, Colleen Rooney, The Real Wagatha Story, streaming exclusively on Disney+. There have been many variations of the Wagatha saga, and now it's time to uncover her truth. In this three-part original series, Colleen will tell her story in her own words for the first time. Tune in to learn how Colleen figured out who was leaking her stories to the press, get an exclusive look at the trial, and discover unseen and unheard moments. If you'd like to dive even deeper, listen to our podcast, British Scandal, for an exclusive episode about the Wagatha saga on the 27th of October. Colleen Rooney, The Real Wagatha Story, an original series streaming October the 18th, exclusively on Disney+.
Well, hello, and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast for all that crap we love to talk about. On ye old bronze, all right. I'm Ronnie, that's Ben over there. Hello, Ben.
Hi, Ronnie, how are you?
Good, honey. Good to see you. Still in your childhood room in upstate.
Upstate New York. Look at me. I'm in my childhood room. The sun is shining. It looks like I've got a halo. I've got a Beyonce halo around my head. It's just so beautiful and
you
fun.
Saint
I love
Ben.
It. Yeah,
the Saint of Katona.
There's ben a Nintendo Bowser. Right there. Do you see my Nintendo right there?
I sure do. Laying on your bed, just like when you were a little kid.
Yeah.
Your childhood home, playing video games. Everybody, welcome to the show. This is Below Deck Midday. This is a video which you can watch on Crappens On Demand, as usual, like all of our episodes. Lately, most of our episodes, unless we forget to press record, which is sometimes. Also, we do bonus episodes. We did Trailer Trashes, which is trashing trailers, for Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, Real Housewives of Potomac. Who knows what this week holds? Those are also on our Patreon. Every other Monday... last night was the night. We do Crappy Hour, which is our Instagram live show where we talk about Bravo news and gossip. Last night was a Below Deck guest, but I don't know if they actually showed up yet because we're recording this a little bit early. So I don't know. I don't want to announce who it was just in case that was a clusterfuck, which is it's a possibility it was. So thank you to everybody who came.
We have enough experience with saying, don't say who's coming, not to be sneaky or whatever, or to be secretive, just because we understand that sometimes things go wrong. So we don't like to actually say someone was on our show until they've actually been on the show.
Don't count your chickens before they hatch, y'all.
That's right.
But if they were on the show, you should go check out Crappy Hour. It's the episode that'll be released on audio right after this. Okay, so let's get into the show. Below Deck Mediterranean. What a messy, messy wreck of a season already. And we're only on episode 4.
It is such a disaster. I mean, this has been such a disaster that we're still on the first charter after 4 episodes. So we're in the middle of, like, again, Natalia and Tumi fighting. And Tumi's just sort of... she's sort of just over Natalia, because this is when, again, Natalia's just been like, don't do this, hon. Don't do this with your hand, hon. So Tumi's just like, this is the most attitude ever. Get out of here. She's making me fucking shake. Just breathe. She's testing you. She's testing you, Tumi.
Yeah, and Natalia's like, you stepped on board with no appreciation for anything. Get your hands out of my face.
Tumi's like, goodbye, Natalia. So then we cut to Max in the galley going like, bonjour, bonjour. And Jack's like, oui, oui, oui. And they start laughing at each other.
And then Sandy's telling Luca, she's like, hey, good morning. So there's no wind. So we can leave the dock. You excited to leave the dock? Because that's what we're going to do today, okay?
Fortunately, I've been up here banging the TV, trying to get my favorite channel to come through, and my favorite show won't come on. Wind. So I guess there's no wind today. Okay? Do whatever you want.
Yeah, it's canceled. So then Tumi's just like telling herself, just breathe, just breathe, just breathe. And then Jessica goes up to Natalia. She's like, did something just happen right now? And Natalia's like, yeah. Apparently, I've been attacking her since day one. Little does she know, I know about her messages to Kyle. And I'm not even having her pretend to be the victim in any of this shit.
And then we see a clip of Kyle going, oh yeah, well last night she texted me. Your friend Natalia better watch yourself because I don't have a problem firing people. And she's like, yeah, so she go off. She can suck my balls.
So, yeah, this is a very important thing that they're setting up or reminding us about what Kyle told Natalia, which obviously enraged Natalia by design, I believe. I'm sure you believe as well. And it's now a total shit show, really, in many ways, because of Kyle. So, yes, of Sandy's course. Like,
so Natalia's like, oh, yeah, she's not the victim in this. Oh, I've burned down my own house.
I'll tell you who the victim is. Me having to kick away a Bunsen burner and didn't get to finish my experiment. So Sandy's like, all crew, we're going to be departing in the deck in 10 minutes. Hey, deck crew, go do some silly stuff. So they have to bring in the passerelle. And Lara is telling Max, like, we can bring in the passerelle. And she's like, passerelle?
Passerelle?
Railings?
Passerelle? Railings? Gratings? Are you saying gratings? Gratings?
Or railings? She's like, croissant?
She's like, croissant. Railings. He's like, croissant. Oh, yeah. Grape?
Baguette?
It's grape, yes.
Grape. Notre Dame?
And he's like, I have 4 years of yachting experience, but this is the first time I'm doing English operations. Zombies are hard. It is hard for me. And he's like grabbing the railings and lifting himself up and then swinging back and forth like a little kid. And Lara's like, could you take the finger off? And it's like, the finger? She's like, Max, come on.
He's, what's this? And she goes, and he's like, you know, I'm working with French people normally, and the vibe of America, South Africa is like, go, 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 allez, 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 allez. And you start going, fucking go to your work, but you don't even know what is happening. Like, is the croissant ready? Is it not ready? What do you do?
Where are the vendors? And she's like, oh my God. And he goes, you got this, honey. So then we get to Natalia talking to the chef. She's like, oh, I fucking hate her. And he's like, you got to work together. That's what you got to do. Why aren't you working together with her instead of talking about her?
So, Ronnie, I texted you very excitedly saying I have a breakthrough on the Jack accent.
So I waited for you to have the long line. I took the short one because next is you.
So the breakthrough. So here's my breakthrough because the past few weeks, I've been talking like this is Jack. And he doesn't really talk. He doesn't really, that's like very deep and very Swedish chefy. And I realized that Jack is basically Joao doing like a Liverpool accent. So you do this, you do Joao, and you go, oh, Zimbabwe, back in Zim, I used to cook. I don't like being rushed. But now, if I'm doing Liverpool accent, I don't like being rushed. I don't like doing this.
I don't hear the Joao in his voice. But Joao. I have to get used to you doing it. Yeah, because it's.
Natalie and Tumi fighting. It needs to be sorted right now. If this goes on for another charter, it's going to cause a divide in the crew, and the whole vibe of the boat is going to drop. It's going to be like the Titanic divided. And look what happened to that and that Titanic. The Stews fought. And they hit an iceberg.
I know how the story ends. It didn't end well for Jack. Poor Jack. Dead in an ocean. Couldn't even hear the band finish playing. Back that ass up as they went down. Leo DiCaprio hasn't been the same since, poor man. Just look at him, using 20-year-old models as a crutch, even to this day.
It's a shame when stools don't get along. Both sink because of it. So,
just make an effort. You've got to work together. She's like, you watch your goddamn mouth or I'm going to have a Bunsen burner scar on your zombie forehead.
So, now the deck crew is preparing to leave. And Luke is excited. It's the first time I think they've left. And so Luke is like, let's smash this. I'm like, I'm not sure if we talk about the boat or just like a stew. So now they're excited to see Max in action for the first time. And we see Max in action as just him like very slowly gathering ropes.
He's just staring off into he's just staring off into the sky. And Luke's like, all right, we're going to do this, right? And Max just stares off and doesn't answer. And Luca's like, okay. All right, well, let's see how this goes.
Hey, so the boat leaves. Hey, deck crew, excellent job. And Max goes, okay, thank you, mes conjoints. And then he goes, okay, great, thanks. Not sure what that meant.
Don't really know what that meant. But you know what? At least it's a person with two hands, okay? You never know who Norma's going to send over here. One time I said, hey, you know we're short-staffed? And she sent over a puppy in a life jacket. So, just consider yourselves lucky.
Bloop. Hey, I hear what you're saying about me over here, Sandy, and the reason why I sent over a puppy in a life jacket is because I thought one bitch deserves another. Bloop.
Wow, speaking of, if you were a bitch, I definitely put you in a kill shelter and just give him the green light. Was that too much? Bloop.
I'll tell you who needs to be in a shelter. Anyone who's on shore when your boat comes in. Wow. Get some condoms on. Beware of all the STDs when the Sandy boat arrives.
Bloop, bloop. Well, maybe if whoever was in charge of HR did a little blood testing and actually read people's CVs instead of just taking people from central casting, we wouldn't have such a problem. Bloop.
Yeah, well, maybe if you weren't such a slut spreading your slut seed all around town, then maybe more people would want to work on your boat. It's very difficult for HR people like me.
Bloop. Bloop. The only thing that would be good about the truth of me being a slut was hopefully I was a slut in the 1800s and I could catch consumption and give it to you. Okay? Shut up, stupid. Go do your job. Bloop.
You want to talk about consumption? How about all the energy I consume trying to fill stews and deckies for you every single day because no one wants to work for you? Bloop, bloop.
Have to be honest, it's a little disheartening hearing how hard someone can work and still get nowhere. Okay, you know what? I sure love you, but I'm in the middle of a scene right now.
I love you too. I'm going to go hang out with David Beckham. Bloop, bloop.
So Luca is telling Lara to tie the line to the jet ski. And she's like, I'm going to do it blonde. So Bowen. I'm going to do a little bowen to a little bowen so it's easy to unhook and then you could tie the bowen up to the other bowen. And Luca's like, I love her initiative. I don't have to tell her what to do. She just knows. Having her makes my job easy. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm going to go do some stand-on work for the next Full House season. Doesn't he look like John Stamos? Like a little John Stamos impersonator?
He's got like a little John Stamos. He's got
Like crazy eyes, but John Stamos with crazy eyes.
But he also has the Dave Franco look, and he sort of has like the Oscar Isaacs look to him. He sort of has like a different heartthrob every episode, you know?
Yeah.
He's like a heartthrob kaleidoscope.
Yeah, he blends in with lots of heartthrobs.
Yeah.
So Mecca is teaching Tumi how she really likes to have her mimosas, and that's with no orange juice, only champagne. Hilarious. It's good. It's good. If you guys didn't watch it, you should rewind that and watch it again.
And Sandy is asking Luca how the deck team is, and he's saying that Lara's doing really, really well. And, you know, he's going to have to assign a lead deckhand at some point, but Sandy's like, hey, that's up to you. You do you, okay? Because teamwork makes the dream work. And when that's the way the cookie crumbles, don't cry over spilled milk. Am I right? You do you.
So Tumi is turning in orders on Post-its for everybody's food. The anchor's dropping, and Max is talking to Luca, and he's like, for me, I'm more on smaller boat than this boat. And Luca's like, well, are you comfortable doing this? He goes, oh, yeah, I'm comfortable, but would I be more comfortable small boat? Maybe. Would I be more comfortable big boat? Probably not. I need sandwiches to work out. This is what I need right now. Like, I don't know what you're saying, but I go 3 shekels down. Now, they have us so worried. I keep thinking Max is going to kill somebody. He's not going to really understand the shackles or something. But he does actually seem to know what he's doing.
Like, vaguely. I mean, I guess he knows what he's doing. He's just extremely, extremely lazy. He's like, let me lean into French stereotypes and put it on and like and be this way on a large platform. I'm sure that's going to be great. So, actually, I don't even think there's a French stereotype of laziness, but there's like a French stereotype of like, oh,
like laid
back. Yeah.
Right. Like, oh, launch 3-4 hours.
So, guys,
we've watched Emily in Paris. So, please don't call us culturally unaware because we were pretty aware.
Yeah. And we also watched Real Girlfriends in Paris. And we all know every French person is just like, what's this? Joanne. So Natalia's like, "Carl, babe, I'm done." And Carl's like, "Babe, what happened? Babe, I said, are you able to do this? Are you able to, like, instead of, like, popping clutters, like, dealing, like, can you, like, clean up clutter sometime? Like, just deal with the clutter at the time?" And Carl's laughing. And don't forget, by the way, this whole most recent fight is because Kyle did not clean up anything on his shift. And he just, like, laughed with the guests and poured drinks and did not put away any decorations and left it for Natalia. And Natalia, like, to Tatumi was like, "What the hell? Everything's out here." That was the... Kyle, again, is at the center of the fight.
And she's even talking about him to him, and he's just laughing. She's like, "I mean, anyway, it's still there. And she was not listening to me. She was just doing this with the hands." And no, she wasn't. And please stop
that. She really wasn't.
Please stop that. I mean, she was talking with her hand, but Natalia is sounding like she had her hands in her face and was doing all this stuff.
There was not like a talk. Yeah, it was not like a talk to the hand moment. It was not like a finger in the face. It's very microaggression-y that Natalia is, like, really singling out Toomey's hand gestures. So
I was like, "Are you talking shit now?" And she's like, "Well, if she said I'm disrespecting her since day one, disrespecting you, I'm thinking my head is messaging me behind my back, and that's uncomfortable. I mean, you're supposed to be a leader."
So this is where Kyle, like, gets a look in his eyes like, uh-oh. She is now saying loud and proud that I gave her all of this information. She should not be saying this. So he's like, "Just so you know, the walls around you have ears."
The walls have ears, and I'm the wall. So Kyle tells us, "You know, I live for good goss, but I'm realizing that my involvement has made the situation worse, and I'm just, like, so proud. I shared with Toomey about how my time in the murder yacht home went with, like, Natalia, and, like, Toomey's response was, 'I know your mate's with her, but she needs to stay in her lane. Toomey losing her shit will end in her walking off because she had a diva moment.'"
So they keep showing this text up on screen because we have to know exactly what it says because it becomes an issue later. So don't worry. We've got it on screen over and over. Also, the name of the last boat was so stupid. And I love that they realize how stupid it is because you can't say home. You always have to say motor yacht home.
Yeah.
Motor yacht home. So anyway, by the way, Kyle can't read because Kyle pulls out his phone. He's like, "Giving you heads up with me. I know your mate's with her, but that God, I was like, please don't make Kyle read things. Please. Even if they're short words.
Frank. So he says, "I'm really good at getting information. My biggest problem is I'm not good at keeping the information. It's not good. Trust me, I know." So then we see Max doing more stuff very slowly. And then the guests are excited to go swimming. And, Toomey is just, like, talking to herself, and Toomey's like, "Ugh, oh my god." So Sandy's like, hey, trusty wall captain here. I have ears and I heard you say something. What's wrong? What's going on?
She's like, "Nothing you need to worry about." She's, "Well, that's not good. You can talk to me. Look, you can trust me. I'm finger gunning you. Finger guns. Boom, boom, boom. Only trustworthy people finger gun." And she's like, "Well, I'm a little worried because Natalia, it's just like constant resistance." And she's like, "Well, you know what? That's like a hugless childhood. Not good."
"I just feel like I came in here and it was like, I don't like her and I don't want her here. And honestly, Sandy, that's how I felt. And I just want her to get it done." And Sandy goes, "Listen, I'm gonna let you handle this. So if you need me, call me, but I'm gonna ask you. I think it's hard. I think it's hard for someone to adjust. And if your approach is one of kindness, you're always gonna win. Okay. Because kindness, teamwork, makes kindness dreams work. Am I right there? You know what I'm saying?
Okay, I understand. I'm gonna have a chat with her." And she's like, "You know what you should do? Take a nap together. And if that doesn't change anything, come to me. I'll help." Which I'm saying a lot on this boat and not really meaning it. Okay?
Yeah.
"So I'm gonna be upstairs watching my favorite show, Wind. And if you need me, I don't know, wait till it's over. You'll know when you hear the theme song playing. It goes like this."
"You know, people accuse me of micromanaging too much. So this season, what I'm going to do is I'm going to, like, start to micromanage. And then I just say, you know what? You figure it out. I'm just going to watch Crystal Bernard and that. Oh, that's Wings, isn't it? Wow. Almost set my DVR for the wrong thing. Wind it is."
So, let's see. Jessica and Natalia are talking. So Natalia's like, "Hey, what's it up there? Here's the vibe," because she's in laundry. And Jess is like, she's fuming, actually. She's, "Oh, fuming? Well, like, I'm sorry, but she's picked a battle with the wrong person." And then we cut to Lara and Max on deck. And Max begins his workout journey. He's just doing pull-ups. And Lara's wrapping a cord like, "You okay, brother?" And he's like, "Better than okay. I am okay and muscular.
Before I start work, I like to pump my blood because I, you know, I have ADHD and, you know, I just want you to be like, wow, like let it go, wow. Because when I was young, they wanted to give me Ritalin and like my parents, like what they were like, please take your little pills. And I was like, I never talk to them because when I talk to them, I'll be like, whoa. And I want to be like, wow.
I would be like zombie. Whoa.
It's like, wow, a lot of people growing up like zombies this season.
Yeah,
we've got two people telling that story this season.
Yeah, also I like how he's like, yeah, when I took Ritalin I would just be like very still and be like just looking at things. I'm like, yeah, that's what your parents wanted.
Yeah.
Your parents were probably pulling the hair out.
That means it was working.
Okay. That was a good
unlike
thing.
You it works. Okay, so Toomey is talking to the chef, and they're talking about the picnic. And so she's asking if he wants to set it up, and he's like, "I don't want to go at all. I'm looking at the pokey lunch." And she's like, "Perfect." And goes, "Okay, well, I don't know what's going on in the interior. I've chosen Italia, so I just out of loyalty. I'm pretty susceptible to Italia in my ear, but when me and Toomey actually speak one to one, there's a good vibe there. We're both professional. It's just hard when there's someone in your ear all the time."
Last week he was like, "I make up my own decisions. I make up my own mind depending on what I don't, I'm not influenced by anyone." And this week it's like, "Someone's in my ear. It's hard for me not to, it's hard for me to ignore them. I have to go with whatever's in my ear."
It's like, true though. This one's the truth, because he was fine with Toomey until Natalia got down there and was like, "Oh, and I'll tell you another thing." Oh, so at least he sees it, you know?
Yeah. So now Natalia's talking to Jessica again, and she's like, "You know, it's a fucking mess. The way she's gone about everything is so fucking stupid. She's not been, like, coming up to me and being like, 'Fuck you, Natalia,' but she's messaged behind my back. It's, like, fucking stupid."
Like, I mean, basically, you know, like, I was working with her just fine, and then we were sitting there folding towels together, and she said, "I'll have to go to the bathroom." She never returned. I mean, who does that? You know, who actually does that to another person? That's all I'm saying.
Jessica's like, "Oh my gosh, like every time I like talk to Natalia, it's like another update on like whatever Toomey did wrong." And we just have like the Natalia complaining montage.
Oh yeah, you want to hear what else she did wrong? Lots of things. For example, she was like, "You're not my only stew." And I was like, "Okay, you can have as many stews as you want. Have you had any stews today? Not that I care." And then she didn't even text me back. She's probably with lots of other stews right now.
Mm-hmm. She doesn't even like, guess what? She doesn't like maple syrup and honey on the table at the same time. Can you believe that? I put down one, she takes another one off. It's ridiculous.
I mean, she's ridiculous. You know what? She gave me a little attitude and I kicked a Bunsen burner off the table. I'm like, okay, you're projecting every single issue that you have onto Toomey. Like, you cannot be this pissed off at someone. And that's your boss. You know what
it's
I mean?
Your boss, and you're
like,
not,
I think
like,
she had a point in the beginning that Toomey came on a little hard, okay? And Toomey was also influenced by Kyle, and I get that. Toomey didn't have the best first day, so I'm not going to pretend
she Toomey made two
but
mistakes.
But Natalia's just fucking out of control at this point. Like, she needs to be fucking fired. This is ridiculous.
Yeah, this is actually,
and
this
if
is
anybody
like,
had video of this, she would be fucking fired right on the spot.
Yeah, because it's like, yes, Toomey came in cold, and Toomey came in pretty harsh on Natalia tonally, but at the same time it's your boss and you're not like owed someone being like super kind and nice. You just say like, oh okay, like wow, okay, well, no appreciation, thanks very much. You're not owed a Nobel Peace Prize because you ran a charter for one season. It would be nice one charter, not one season, but Natalia has a huge amount of entitlement that's happening right now, and she just really needs to calm her jets, because I agree with you. She at this point, she actually should be fired based on the way she's just going on and on and on and continues to go on the entire episode, and then is totally unwilling to speak to her supervisor when her supervisor says, "We need to talk."
Yeah.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
Watch What Crappens and Winter is Crappening are the funniest recap podcasts. But if you want something more eerie, try the new podcast, Ghost Story, about my investigation into a murder-suicide in my own family. Ghosts aren't real. At least, that's what I've always believed. Sure, odd things happened in my childhood bedroom, but ultimately, I shrugged it all off. That is, until a couple of years ago, when I discovered that every subsequent occupant of that house is convinced they've experienced something inexplicable too, including the most recent inhabitant who says she was visited at night by the ghost of a faceless woman. It just so happens that the alleged ghost haunting my childhood room might just be my wife's great-grandmother, who was murdered in the house next door by two gunshots to the face. Ghost Story, a podcast about family secrets, overwhelming coincidence, and the things that come back to haunt us. Follow Ghost Story wherever you get your podcasts. Listen everywhere on October 23rd, or you can binge early and ad-free on Wondery Plus the same day.
Okay, so water toys, Kyle comes to work, and he just woke up or whatever. So now they're just basically getting ready for this picnic, and it's the classic high picnic challenge, where they go into a town, and they have to climb 80 stories with all of the equipment. Like, below deck, especially Mediterranean, loves torturing people with
They do this all the time. They find some sort of fort or castle, and they do a picnic at it. And so they're like climbing up this whole thing, and then like Laura has like a million chairs on her arms, and Max has like a chest, and then he's like, oh, it is too heavy, and he has to like put it down. This guy who we see all episode long is like doing pull-ups, but then like the moment he has to carry something, he has to like fall down on the ground. He like it's such a fake fall too, because he puts the chest down and he goes down to the ground, and then he puts his like arm on the chest and his hand under his chin, like he poses. I'm like, if you're really exhausted, you're not doing that pose
right. And she's like, where's the table, Max? And he's like, I didn't bring it, it was too heavy. Come on. So now someone else has to go back down and come all the way back up with it. So Luca radios. He's like, okay, I need to take a deckhand back to the yacht with me. He's like, oh, I can do that. I have to take a guess. Goodbye. I'm like, wow. So now you're making someone else walk down the stairs and get your table. What a piece of crap this
is. He is so worthless. And then he's like looking at the view too. Well, they're setting everything up, and he's like looking at the view, taking it all in and stuff. So, and then he's going down the hill, and he's like, la 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 la. Like, wow.
And Laura, I think, sums it up the best. She goes, I want to kick Max in the dick.
and then Max gets on the tender. He's like, I think it's my turn of going into break. No, of course. He's like, you know, it's my second day, and it's exhausting to work and carry this luggage. I hear my neck, I go like this, and like, oh no, I have to go to chiropractor.
So then Luca is radioing that they'll be back to the castle in 20 minutes. And Toomey goes, okay, copy. Max goes, au revoir. Toomey's like, what did he say? Then Max just keeps getting on the radio. You don't need to be on the radio, Max.
I know. And Laura's like, that was the French guy. I can't make out the words he says, lazy fuck. The dynamic we had on deck was amazing, but I'm worried. And I've come across a lot of lazy people in yachting, and it annoys me. It's like, to me, yachting is not fun in games. It's fucking work. Punch you in the dick kind of work. And if Max doesn't have that mentality, trust me, I'm going to say a few fucking things.
So now the guests are getting on the tender to go over, and Max is just chilling on the swim platform, lying down on a unicorn, a floating unicorn.
Oh my God.
How are they not going to fire everybody on this season? I mean, so far it looks like they've got to fire both Kyle and what's her face, Natalia. They're gonna have to fire Max. Who else do they need to fire? I mean, that's three. That's a lot of people.
That's a lot. So then now Kyle is at the picnic area, and Toomey, because Kyle's gonna take over, Toomey's gonna go back to the boat, and Toomey tells Kyle that there's tongs up there to serve the food. So I was like, oh, here we go, the classic there's no tongs thing. Toomey messed up. She's stressed out. They're going to have to bring the tongs back on the charter, and the guests are going to be hungry. I was like all ready for it. Nope. It was just Toomey telling Kyle there's tongs, and there were tongs there. There was no drama.
Well, it was funny when Kyle gets there and goes, okay, how are we getting up there? I'm like, we're walking. He's like, what? And Toomey's like, you don't even know what we've been through. He's like, I can't do that. He's like, I'm not excited to take this hike, okay? Day two on board, but you got to look on the bright side. On day three, my ears is going to look fantastic.
So then everyone has to huff and puff up this hill, and they're not happy. And then they get to the top. Did you notice the tablescape that they set up? Was there like a powdered wig that was flopped over the side of the table? What was going on with this table?
I did not look at the tablescape because even watching people have to go through this, I was very tired. I was like, yeah. I can't discuss this. Like, it's too much. I'm not writing notes.
It was sort of a strange vibe. Let's go to the top of a medieval Italian castle and have poke. I was like, okay, sure.
So back on the boat, Toomey's checking on Natalia, and she's like, hey, how's everything going? She's like, oh, just finished all the cabins. All right. So someone radios for help, and Natalia's like, I can go. And she goes, yeah, you should go. You should go have a good time. Like, she's trying to smooth it over with Natalia.
Yeah.
So she goes to talk to Jack, and she's like, where are we going, Jack? He's like,
on a date? You ignoring me? What's going on here? We're going on a date together. Wait, hold on. I'm back. Sorry, it still happens sometimes.
I think it was actually Luca who said they're going on a date. It's just to push forward the story of their flirtation. Because I'm in an open relationship. By the way, how nice to not have to hear about her open relationship this episode. So Natalia's like, oh, well, I just have to get off this boat. Because at this point, I just need to take a break from the Tuminator. I'm like, the Tuminator... What has she tuminated you on? You just didn't get the thanks you want. Like what does Natalia want out of this? So now
to be the Chief Stew, and that's why it's so funny, because she wants that. Okay, she wants to be Chief Stew, so she's gonna poison the well against Toomey to everybody. Kyle wants to be Chief Stew, so he's gonna get Natalia and Toomey fighting against each other so he could be bumped up to Chief Stew. It's really funny. They're just all fighting over this head maid position, and it's hilarious. Yeah. Like, at the end of the day, what do you win? Just do your job.
Exactly. So Toomey then goes and looks at these cabins that Natalia says she just finished, and they're not finished. There's spots in the mirror, there's trash in the bin, there's leaky ceilings, everything. Like, it's just a disaster. And Toomey's like, you know, I wanted to go out and have fun and do things. And like, look, just tell me I got this far. I didn't finish them. And this is what you have to do. This is what's left to do. But don't lie and tell me that these rooms are done when they're not done.
Right. So the guests are shopping, and Lara is telling Talia and Luca how lazy Max is. She's like, that French guy is so lazy. He's probably back on the boat wanking right now. And then we cut to Max, and he's working out on the boat. He's like, oh, Gijo, Gijo.
Depardieu, Depardieu.
So then,
hey, just bro, what can you bench?
One half a Depardieu.
So Jessica's asking Toomey about the beach setup and everything, and Toomey's like, here, let me just show you these cabins, okay? There's still trash here. There's bugs in the jugs. And Toomey's like, you know, I get it. Everyone's busy. It's fine, you know, but like, I just like, don't tell me these are done. She's sort of saying the same thing. Don't tell me this is done if it's not done. So Toomey's like really annoyed.
Right.
And then meanwhile, Natalia is just, Luca, Natalia, and Kyle are just like riding around on a tender having the best time of their lives.
So then Jess, once Natalia's back on, she's at the bar, and Jess is hiding behind the bar, and she jumps out, and Natalia's like, bitch, oh, I can see you, all right? I just came in from the beach, and I cleared everything down myself after cleaning all the cabins. And Jess is like, yeah, well, I just got off break, and she's kind of annoyed because, like, the cabins weren't done after all. She's like, what? They're all done. They've all got towels.
She's like, yeah, but she's like, there's trash in there and stuff. It's like, we're not going to keep changing out the trash three times a day. Like, what are we on? Like a luxury super yacht or something? So, you know, so then Natalia goes, Toomey, can you please come to the bridge deck aft? So she summons Toomey.
This is where it gets really bad. This is where her ass should be fired on the spot.
Yeah.
Right here. So she makes her come, and Toomey's like, okay, copy. So she comes up, and Natalia's going off. She's like, the second time on our cabins today, check up. You know what? Hello. Oh, Toomey, what's the issue this time? What is it? What?
Oh, hell no. How can you talk to your boss that way?
Oh, my God. I backed up my chair. I was like, oh,
when you've messed up, there's trash in the trash cans and there's spots on the shower that does not. So she goes, she's like, we've done the cabins today. We've just done a quick checkup. Like, we made all the beds again. And Toomey's like, but if you say the cabins are done, that means that the shower doors have been wiped. And then Natalia's basically saying like, but it was a freshen up. So I think she's now pivoting to like, it wasn't that we did a full clean. It's just that we gave a freshen of the rooms.
And so Jessica leaves. She gets the hell out of there. And Toomey's like, yeah, but when you say I've done the cabins, and she's like, I said freshen up in the middle of the day. Hon. Oh, hell no. Now you're going to hun her? Oh, no.
Not the hun.
Well, I am the chief stew. She's like, oh, congratulations on that one. And so now the captain starts coming, right? Because it's like, uh-oh, my spidey senses are coming.
Yeah. And Natalia starts doing this whole thing of like, you know, out of all the crew, there's only one person I don't get along with, and that person happens to be you. I'm like, yeah, why don't you look into that? Okay. Why don't you really look into that, Natalia, and really see what you're saying here? So Toomey's like, well, if you had a problem with me from the, well, you had a problem with me from the beginning. And Natalia's like, no, you stepped on and I stepped in for you and I made you a bid. And so then, of course, Kyle tells Sandy, oh, Natalia and Toomey are fighting. Of course, yeah. Kyle tells Sandy
that. He paddles. He's like, go up, get him. I've been working on this for 2 episodes. Go fire somebody. So she's like, okay, I'll go up there. So Toomey's like, just let me finish. She goes, no, and no. And by the way, Toomey is not standing anywhere near Natalia.
Okay? Nowhere near.
She's like across the room and she's not moving her hands. And then Natalia's like, you need to stop putting your hands in my face. Stop putting your hand in my face, which is just like, she's trying to get that on record, but it's not even close to being the truth. Natalia is really showing her ass here. This is embarrassing.
She's
to
being
watch.
Problematic. I think that these are full-fledged microaggressions and they're not cool. So Natalia's like, if you're going to do this to me, I'm going to do this to you. So Sandy comes in and she's like, hey, Toomey, Natalia, to the bridge now. We're all going to watch Win together. Okay. We're going to bond. Great show. You get ready, get some popcorn. Kyle, can you make some popcorn for us?
And okay. Kyle's just standing right behind her, like, mm-hmm. And so now they have to go to the bridge. So here we go. So Natalia comes in, screwing and unscrewing her water bottle rapidly, because she's, like, super pissed. She's like, oh, I'm going to do some bottle work now. Very angry, Sandy. So she's like, hey, the entire boat, this is the only person I can't get along with, this one. So the captain's like, first and foremost, I would like to welcome you to hug. That is here under Gresham.
Grace.
Which is, yeah, here Gresham. Under Grace. I was going to say pressure, but it's gay pressure. Grace is better. Hugs under pressure. Here under pressure. So, no, here under Grace. Okay, everybody. Sorry. It's a new organization I'm working on. So first of all, Natalia, thanks and foremost to you for everything that you've done for the boat, but I can't tolerate this.
No. Listen, here's something that I love. That banana. And of course, banana stands for be amazing, not awful, nor aggressive.
That's like, another Captain, organization. Captain, can I please tell you my side? Because I gave her a very nice handover and straight from the start, I was neat-peaked. All right, texting Kara behind my back. I have no problem firing Natalia when she hadn't even met me. You know, she was texting, I have no problem firing Natalia, and she hadn't even met me then. And then Toomey does this like, oh, what?
She starts doing, I didn't realize what she was doing until like the context later. I guess she was like mocking Natalia, being like, oh, five minutes. And so Sandy's like, hey, no, that's not okay. What part about hug and banana do you not understand about those doctrines? Okay. Mm-hmm. Listen, you do not make fun of people while I'm in the room. Do it behind my back. Okay. You're in a leadership role and you need to rise above and figure this out, because right now I'm ready to put you both off the boot in hug camp.
Yeah, so she's like, you guys have to respect each other in the workplace. And Natalia leaves, which, I mean, this was also a huge mistake on Toomey's part, because instead of like staying completely professional, she acted like that. And this could have been Natalia just getting rammed, because Natalia's acting like a fucking crazy person. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think Toomey's inexperience is showing.
You need to just be quiet and let the other person finish digging their grave, you know?
Yes, exactly. So Sandy's like, listen, I just need to diffuse it, but then I'm going to let the leaders handle it. I'm not a micromanager. I'm a wind watcher, you know? And if I draw the line for them, then they're never going to respect each other.
Having said that, if I hear Natalia scream at Toomey again and Toomey can't defuse it, then I'm going to need to step in and make a decision. Should I wear full pants or capri pants? I don't know. Tune in tomorrow.
So then Jess goes up to Toomey. I was like, just so you know, I wasn't trying to start drama. Or she tells that to Natalia. And Natalia's like, well, it's not drama. I have no... I'm sorry. It was Toomey. She's like, it's not drama. I have no problem being... No, it wasn't...
No. She was telling Natalia, I'm starting drama. And Natalia's like, it's okay. Look, I don't have a problem with not being Chief Stew. Okay. That's fine. Like, she's Chief Stew. But on me messaging Kyle, that is not on. It's not on. So then Toomey goes to the bathroom upset. And she's like, oh my God, this is all lies, what this girl's talking about. I've never met someone that lies like this.
So Kyle comes in to check on her, and Toomey's like, she said that I said that to you, that I'm not afraid to fire her. And Kyle's like, well, that text is the one, it's like that the one that you said that said you're going to cause trouble for Toomey. She's Chief Sue. And Toomey said, that's not what I said. Like, what did you say I said about the text? And basically it comes out that first of all, Kyle says, oh, well, you know, she's saying you said what you never said. And she did this to me last season. And when she's in the corner, a rat chews through. So he's acting like actually Natalia is exaggerating something crazy. But it's like, no, you told Natalia something different. Because what we find out rereading Toomey's text, Toomey, I guess, was saying, listen, she better stay in her lane. Because if Toomey has a moment, she's going to be walking off the boat. And she meant she, like Toomey, is going to be walking off the boat because she's going to be fired.
No, it says, giving you a heads up between us. I know you're mates with her, but Nat needs to stay in her lane because Toomey losing her shit will end in her walking off because she had a diva moment. So does that mean Toomey walking off? I took it as her meaning Natalia will end
we
up
all took off it that
just
way.
Because she's having a diva moment.
We all took it that way, but based on the way Toomey is describing it, she said, like, no, I said I would be walking. She said that I would be walking up. So I think that Toomey meant that, like, she needs to stay in her lane because if Natalia's having a diva moment, it's going to be me that winds up walking off this boat. But it was so ambiguous the way she wrote it. Like, I understand why it was interpreted that way. But either way, what she did not say was, I have no problem firing Natalia. Kyle said that, and he totally inflamed an entire situation.
And Toomey's like, I'm not even the captain. I can't fire somebody, you know? So I don't know if this is coming from her or Kyle, but it's really frustrating. And then we see a clip of Kyle going, last night, she said she has no problem firing people. And Polly's like, go ahead, hon.
And Toomey's like, you know, in hindsight, I probably should not. It was really unprofessional for me to text that. And, you know, I've learned my mistake, like, If I'm going to vent something, it's going to be talked about, like, should not have done this. And, you know, hopefully we can have a constructive conversation.
Right. So then the guests are still shopping. And so, okay. So now Toomey is like, hey, Natalia, can we talk downstairs? And Natalia gives her a huge arm and she goes, actually, we need to chill a bit. I was like, oh, really? The lady who hates the hand motions is like giving her a full fucking arm in her face. And she goes, actually, I need to chill a bit. I would love to talk to you, but not right now. And the best way to do this, all communicate with Kyle and vice versa. No.
The worst way to
do that. You don't get to make that rule and that line and tell your boss that you won't talk to them. That's bullshit.
Yeah. That's your boss. And also, like, Kyle would be the absolute worst mediator because he already has destroyed a situation. And so then Toomey walks away because Toomey should have been like, we need to talk. But she's like, okay, I'm going to let her cool down. And so then Kyle, of course, is in Toomey's ear, like a little, you know, Iago. And he's like, don't lower yourself. Take a breath. I've got you. I'm going to start pulling plates and knives and shit and we'll set up everything. We've got drinks. We've got three stews here. He's basically being like, I'm the reliable one. And he's just, the way he does this to both of them and they don't catch on that he's pinning them against each other is like so disgusting.
Right. So now we cut to Luca and Lara working while Max is bouncing up and down on the swim platform. Like,
yeah.
This guy.
He's literally bouncing like a kid in a bouncy house.
Yes. And so she's like, come on, brother. We'll put this stuff back. And he goes, okay, yes, sister. And she's like, come on, we're not lazy here. He goes, no, we are not lazy. And he tells us, I see she's frustrated, but I'm thinking, is it me or is it like how she is in her life? I don't know.
And so then we cut to Jack and he's like,
this charter's not going the way I would have liked. So tonight's dinner, this has to go absolutely perfect. Like, I make food Caribbean, like everything jerk flavor and big platters and vibrant colors. And I'm just going to jerk on everything, just really wank it out. Oh, I really need to be careful how I say these things.
Commercials, here comes one right now.
So then Max is in the galley and he's like, hello, ciao, my friends. This is the best part of the day. Cause it's like a break time. And he goes, so Luca, speaking of the breaks, it's 17 now. And Luca's like, well, you can help us pack now and then you finished good. And he goes, okay, good. And Laura says, what's your problem? He goes, it is no problem. I say, yes. I mean, my friend, no, I should have taken 1 hour before I have to work like this. This boat is different. This is all. I was like, well, you just got to come back instead of helping carry shit in that picnic. And you're complaining about not having a full break before your break.
Yeah, exactly. So they are, they all hate him, basically. They all cannot stand him. So now the guests are coming back from the castle. They're ready to come back. And Sandy calls Toomey to the bridge. And she's like, hey, I know walking in is hard. And I know, you know, when you feel that pushback, you know, you can talk it out. And Toomey's like, well, honestly, like, it's just so difficult to have that conversation with her. She goes, wait a second. You guys didn't have a chat yet? You didn't talk about anything? Did you talk about the new season of Wind that's coming out tonight? You didn't even talk about that?
She's like, no, I asked her if we could talk and she refused. And she goes, oh, that's hard. You know, Natalia's a great person, but you need your team to do their job respectfully, right? And so Toomey's like, listen, I'm sorry how I reacted to this whole thing. And then she tells us a story where she learned to protect herself and keep her emotions inside, because when she was 8 years old, she was the lead in her ballet concert and her concert was starting and her mom comes up to her and goes, oh, by the way, your dad was just shot and killed.
I mean,
and so then she went on stage. Then she still went on stage and she did the show. And then in her breaks, she would cry in the bathroom and go back out on stage.
What the hell? Could you maybe not tell me this before I go on to the stage?
It's the backstories on this season are pretty intense. So
crazy. I was like, okay, well, that wins.
Yeah.
Jeez.
That beats the Bunsen burner. Yeah. So Sandy's like, listen, I love what you're doing. I think you're doing an amazing job. Just remember, you got to have conversations. It's like me, you know, sometimes I'll just like call up Norman. I'll be like, listen, we need to have a conversation. You got to do something about that skin of yours. It's really just scaring away people. And I think we're not getting good prospects because people see your face and they don't want to be in the yachting industry. You know what I'm saying?
So then we cut to Kyle and Natalia, and she's like, okay, so I should decorate the table then? And he goes, yeah, decorate it. She goes, but is Toomey okay with me taking over the table? And he goes, I'm telling you to take over, okay? Oh, you've got this. I was like, oh, God, wow, here comes Kyle to save the fucking day.
Exactly. So now the guests are still coming back. And Lara and Jack are like on the ground pretending to be dogs, which was really disturbing because they do like a...
No, they're zombies.
Oh, were they zombies? I thought they were doing like dog... Whatever it was, they're like...
He goes, I'm like a zombie. And she goes, I'm like zombie too. So they're like... they're like shaking at each other, like coming at each other like The Walking Dead.
It was a little bit too good of an impression. I was like, maybe be like funnier with it. Like not... be so visceral.
It was perfect.
So now Jessica, good. Now
any,
this
any zombie just, fan was like, yes,
yeah, yeah, that's how they are. So Jessica goes, this is where Jessica goes up to Toomey and she goes, I just want to say I wasn't trying to stir up anything earlier. Like, I was just trying to reiterate like what needs to be done next time we go down there. It's like that time when we did the human pyramid and cheerleading, and I was like, guys, I'm not strong enough to be the center. And they said, just shut up and let us build the pyramid. And then we all collapsed and it was my fault. Like, I didn't mean it. I didn't mean it at all. Toomey's
like, shh. He just hugs her. And Jess can see now very clearly that Natalia is just mean girling Toomey, right? And so then
well, she's like, you know what, I feel bad for Toomey because, like, you know, I can see that she's a mean girl, and I was like really bullied in high school. Have you ever been bullied by a turtle? That's what happened to me. It really sucks.
So then fun music stops because it's like, everybody's working. Don't, everybody's working. And it stops as Natalia decorates the table. It's like, and drama.
Yeah.
So then the captain comes out. She's like, beautiful, very tropical. I sure love it. And Toomey's like, Natalia, Toomey, this is very pretty. Everybody loves it. She goes, I know this is only radio, but I'd appreciate if you stop waving your hands in my face. Over the radio. Feel it.
So then Jessica goes up to Kyle and is like, I feel like Natalia's being the mean girl. And Kyle's like, she is. She did the same thing in all season. I'm like, good luck with that, Jessica. You just gave Kyle something. Kyle's now going to go to Natalia and be like, Jessica thinks that you're a mean girl. I just want you to know, you got to keep an eye on that.
And he goes, oh, well, listen to this. Natalia's that one bitch you don't want to cross paths with. I'm not warning you like you like know your place because I don't give a shit about that. But you don't want to die today? Don't go down there. That's what I'm telling you.
So then we see Max, who is now on break, and he's just like rapping French in bed. And then Sandy goes over into the galley. She's like, hey, smells like the Caribbean in here, huh? This is pretty cool, Captain Jack Sparrow Chef. Huh? Get it? Get what I did there?
So then she goes to the laundry, and Natalia's in there. She goes, so I'm just going to keep my sunglasses on in here. Hope you don't mind. And Natalia's like, oh, I hate that I let someone get under my skin like that. It bothers me so badly, especially after being such a good chief stew. Remember that? And she's like, listen, the key is communication, okay? And just sit down, have a chat in a very non-confrontational way. And Natalia goes, yeah, I want to get across everything that I've got in my mind, like the way that she nitpicked me.
Yeah. She didn't acknowledge anything. I made her bed. She nitpicked me. And Cindy goes, okay, you guys have that conversation.
TMI. Whoa, what? TMI. You guys have that conversation. I'm barely here. Okay.
Yeah, just think of me as like one of those little robots from Postmates that delivers your sandwiches. It's just wheeling around, but it's got nothing to say. Okay, good luck in here.
Mm-mm. So now in the mess, it's Laura, Luca, and somebody else. I don't know. And it's Haley. Haley's back. I was like, why did I write Hale? Duh, Haley.
Haley was like gone the whole episode. So she's back. She's like, did everyone have a good day today? Did we kick the day in the dick? Did it feel like a tugboat yet? And Lara's like, someone kicked me in the dick today. He doesn't know what yachting is really like. Lazy, lazy Max.
So now it's time for a jock chicken. And everybody loves the chicken. And the vegan dish is jambalaya. And so now we get Ajua's vegan scale judgment. And she's like, that's a 4.
Yeah, and based on sight, it gets a 4, based on the way it looks.
Yeah.
But then based on the way it tastes, she gives it a 2. She's like, we did not get the West Indian flavors tonight. I'm like, yeah, well, you're also like in Italy. So then Mecca calls
jambalaya is seafood, right?
I'm sure you could do like a vegan jambalaya. I don't know. I think that being said, Jack needs to work on his vegan game. Like, it's not good enough to be like, what can I say? I'm not a vegan. It's like, yeah, but you are a chef on a super yacht, so you should be able to have a few vegan
tricks. You're going to have to know how to do this, buddy. So she's like, okay, so just see if he can fry me up some tofu and then season it and fry it and send some French fries, okay? Because I need something greasy at this point. Okay. So that was the order. So then we cut to Jess and Natalia folding washcloths. And Jess is like, it's crazy because, like, I think that Kyle and Toomey feel how we felt that first charter when we were doing service. She goes, well, they have it easy. Whatever.
So now Toomey tells Jack that the vegan's not happy and that you know, the vegan wants fried tofu that's seasoned with French fries. And she goes, she just wants something greasy. And he's like, I'm a lot of things, but vegan is not one of them. So then, you know, like, he cooks the food. He cooks the tofu and he serves it, but it's like this sad, pale tofu on top of the fries, by the way. Like, why are you putting the tofu on top of the fries? Like, with this vague attempt at a presentation. So, of course, Ajua is like, this is pan-seared. That's not fried. So, I mean, obviously the disconnect here is she meant deep fried, which is different. But also, like, as a chef, I feel like when people call for fried tofu, they mean deep fried. Like, I don't know if that's even a... No?
No. I've never even had deep fried tofu. I mean, I've had fried tofu. I have it when you order like the tofu dish or whatever, it usually comes where it's like crispy on the outside, but it's not breaded. I mean, probably.
Yes. You know what? You're right. I know that. Yeah.
I don't know that I've ever had a breaded tofu. I've had
like a Japanese restaurant, like you can often get like,
I don't eat a lot of tofu. Like anyone like who's out there banging their steering wheels. I'm not a tofu.
But it's often like tempura'd, you know, with like a light crispy.
I don't know, but also putting it in a pan is frying it. Like you put
exactly.
You can pan fry something too. So it's just miscommunication.
It was
again.
Well, I mean, technically, Toomey should have asked. When you say fried, you mean deep fried? You mean sort of like a just whatever? This is a learning experience for Toomey, but also it was a fully, it was just all miscommunication all across. So Edge was not happy because it does look extremely, extremely sad.
Yeah. And she's like, I will not lower my standards, you know? So then Toomey takes it back. She goes, she wants it breaded and fried. And, so she's passing Jack. Jack is coming up to check on things, right? So
they actually call Jack. They say, we want to talk to the chef.
So she's passing him and she goes, they wanted it breaded and fried. And so Mecca goes, she wanted the tofu fried. And he says, well, I didn't get told that. And Mecca's like, but Toomey didn't tell you that, Toomey. Where's Toomey? And she goes, I said fried tofu. And Mecca's like, are you setting us up for failure here? And she goes, I said fried. I think Jack just meant I wasn't told you want it deep fried. I don't think he was throwing her under the bus necessarily. Did you?
I felt he was. I was like, wow. Because I felt like his answer should have been like, oh, I'm sorry. When you said fried, I interpreted it as, I didn't realize you meant deep fried.
Well, he
like,
did
I, w- I wouldn't say, but I wouldn't say I was told this. Like, that's no,
he
where.
Said, I wasn't told that. And then she says, they call Toomey and she says, I said fried tofu. And then Toomey says, I said fried tofu. And Jack says, I thought you meant fried as in fried and does the frying pan. So. I don't know. Why is it this big of a deal?
I think they could have
below deck.
I think they still could have all overall like handled it better. It still felt a little blamey. Toomey, by the way, also was blamey. Toomey was not innocent in this too. Toomey should have said, I don't think a server should say, I said this in this situation. Be like, oh, I'm so sorry for that miscommunication. We'll fix that. You know. So either way. Just as we're exhausted, Toomey is exhausted by all this. So she's like upset because she felt like she had, you know, like things were improving with Jack, but now Jack was kind of like throwing her under the bus, she says. So it's now but the fried tofu does make it there. Everything is good. And so afterwards, Toomey sees Natalia in the crew mess and tries to talk with her again. And Natalia's like, can we just talk in the morning? And Toomey's like, yeah, sure. But this is where I'm kind of like, as the boss, you should say, no, I don't want this to go into the morning because we have a full day of service. We need to talk about this now, even though neither of us really want to, like, this is exhausting, but we have to discuss this because we have to get on the same page.
Yeah, she's letting Natalia draw too many of the lines here, and it's very, very bad because Natalia's doing a control thing, you know?
Yeah.
Like, we'll talk when I'm ready to talk. I'm not ready to talk to you now.
Yeah, it's like, Toomey's the boss. You're going to talk when Toomey wants to talk.
Yeah, but at the same time, Toomey's probably like, this girl's going to fly off the handle, you know? Like, I'm going to look bad if she flies off the handle, too. So, like,
yeah, and I think Toomey's trying to show that she's compassionate, that she understands Natalia's needs, but Natalia's not going to respect or even be aware that Toomey was giving her space.
So now it's morning, and Max is doing pull-ups and push-ups while everyone else is working, of course. And Luca's like, what are you doing, bro? And he goes, sweating, bro. Flexing. Ah.
Yeah, and so... So then Luca's just sort of like assigning positions for, there's gonna be some docking coming up. So there's gonna be people doing different things on the deck with lines and controls and whatever. So Luca's assigning people. And Lara's like, Max, have you done ground lines before? And he goes, yeah, 4 years in yachting. Of course, I know exactly how to do it.
Because Haley's like, can I have Lara with me? And he's like, no, we have four people. So I'm gonna need her.
And she's like, but it's just hard with one person. He's like, yeah, but we have four people. She just keeps looking at Max like, oh, God. I know. Please don't make me do it with Max. So she's like,
I mean, knowing what I've seen the whole charter with Max, I mean, I feel like the boat is a dick and like Max is kicking it.
So then Natalia's in the laundry and she's looking at the laundry and she goes, I don't need this shit in my life. Like, it's literally your job. Then the pilot comes on board because, you know, they're in this port. So the little boat comes up and the pilot comes on and he's like so funny. Now he's just gets more and more colorful every episode. He's like, hello, cop. They're like, ciao. Hey, you're just in time. Episode 2 of Wind just dropped. You want to watch it?
So then we go to Toomey and Talia talking finally in the laundry. So Toomey comes in. She's like, can we have a talk? Like, I really hate having this conflict. And Talia's like, same. And she goes, okay, so like one thing I will say about you is you have amazing enthusiasm. And I feel like that's where we're similar. And maybe that's where we're too similar, you know? And maybe that's a problem because I basically have worked with so many Chief Stews and I've taken the positives from them and I've tried to, you know, meld that into how I want to manage.
Yeah, it's all nice and everything, but I wasn't really listening because I came into this with a 3-day charter and 3 stewardesses in the interior and like one being a greenie, okay? And like you came in here, you didn't even appreciate the fact. I didn't even hear thank you or anything. No appreciation whatsoever. And Toomey's like, I said thank you. She's like, well, it was more like this is wrong and that's wrong. And I said like, if you couldn't even look at me in the face, like you couldn't even acknowledge me. And even then you like you couldn't even see me eye to eye.
And she's like, well, okay, but at that point I was pissed off, you know, with how you were speaking, okay? I'm just honest. She goes, oh, yeah, well, you've never given me a fair go from day one. She goes, yeah, but that's weird for you to say because you haven't given me a fair go from day one. And she goes, hon, my hello, I'm going to shove that hun. I mean, I would fire you for hunning again.
Exactly. Like,
that
she
hun
goes,
has
I said, go. Hello. And she does this thing where she spreads out her arms like, oh, I did hello. She's like, I did a very nice hello. And Toomey's like, your hello was beautiful. And then the walkthrough for me was just like, but I think you came on here and you wanted to show like your place. You wanted to put me in my position.
No, it's Natalia says that. She goes, you came in here and you wanted to show your place, which I'm fine not being Chief Stew. And she goes, no. You're so far off here. And she goes, please don't walk away again. Whoa. She's not walking away. She didn't even turn around. And you're the one who's been refusing to have the talk. This girl, fired.
Yeah, I think she's done. I think she should be done. So now the boat's, meanwhile, the docking is happening upstairs. And Haley is with Max. And she's like,
hey, Max, you need to pull a little bit more slack. Come on, I need you over here, Max. I need you. Come on, Max.
And he's just, like, we're standing there doing
nothing. He's over here. Ah. She's like, no, but I need you. We're waiting, Max.
God knows what this guy's even doing.
Can I get that ground line? Is anyone doing the ground line? Anyone?
And people are pulling ropes or whatever, and Haley's like, stop, I told you, if you just listened to me and did controls, it wouldn't be a madhouse, bro. And Luca's like, what's going on up there? Because Max is working that like remote control thing, and he's just like not doing it when she's telling him to go or whatever. So then we cut back to Natalia, and she's like, you didn't give me a fair go. And Toomey's like, oh, I did give you a fair go. She's like, no, oh, you haven't. And Kyle walks out of his room, and you're like, Coyle, have you eaten? And then when I come out, it's crickets. Well, you've treated her like shit the entire time. Like, what do you expect?
And Toomey's like, I never asked him if he's eaten because I know he already has. I mean, look at him. So Nat's like, oh, I'm running like a headless chicken. And you know what my Chief Stew's taught me? Not to leave wine bottles, not to sit overnight on the counters. And you're supposed to be my boss. So with that, if you want me to do the day head, I will do the day head. If you want me to do the cabins, I will do the cabins. And if you want me, I will be anywhere. Anywhere you need me to be, I will be there because I do not want to be a friend. I don't want to be even raised that level because I think it's all fake bullshit.
Yeah, and I'm not your friend, all right? You want me in housekeeping? Great. Oh, I don't want a friendship with you. This isn't about being your fucking friend. What are you fucking talking about? Get to work, you little asshole. Oh, my God.
Exactly. Jeez.
God, Natalia, I don't know how many times can you say it in one recap, but I mean, I think there was a point to be made in the very beginning, but Toomey has turned it around, I think, at this point. And I respect the amount of grace she's giving her at this point, because this is fucking crazy. I can't believe this woman is like standing here screaming, I don't want to be your friend. Who cares? You think anybody wants to be friends with you on this boat? No, that's why you haven't talked to anybody since the last one.
Yeah, you are an employee at this moment. So then, meanwhile, Haley and Max are still, they're still doing the thing, and Max is just like, Haley's like pulling this rope, and Max is like, you know, you need to be clear. It's like, it's got one way here to there, one way here to there. She's like,
can you just like shut up a little bit? Like, just like a little bit while we do this? Can you just like shut up?
And the captain hears them bitching, and she's like, oh gosh, first charter with the whole team? This should be easier. And clearly it's not. Dun, dun, dun. We just see clips of everybody bitching at each other. Like these two pairs bitching at each other. Yoink.
Full disaster.
It is a disaster. Disaster. Already a fun season.
Yeah. Stressful. Well, great times. Thanks everyone for being here today for Below Deck Med. We got Salt Lake City coming up later this week. And we will catch you on the next episode. Bye, everyone.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Strolling the Park with Caitlin Clark.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
She's never scary, it's the Green Fairy.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Ava Nagila Weber.
Know Your Worth with Jason Kurth.
Sip Some Scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
Ruru LaRue.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
She's a little bit loony. Junie,
my favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Shadley.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
We want to hang with Liz Lang.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She's quite the catch, it's Victoria Catchit.
She ain't no shrinkin' Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.